Hello and welcome to another episode of Dear Kev on Stage, the show where I give you the best, worst advice on the planet. As always, you can send your questions to DearKev@KevOnStage.com, where you will remain anonymous. Remain. That's how you say remain. Let's get to the first question. Dear Kev, one night I was tired from a very long day at work. I didn't shower before bed, and my fiance laid down on me and was like, musty. I'm a very clean person. That day just happened to be a rough day. Well, a few days later, he's in the shower and gets out and put his dirty underwear he wore all day and for who knows how long back on his clean body. I was beyond shocked. Flabbergasted would be more like it. How dare he question me about being tired and not showering when he puts dirty drawers back on a freshly showered body? I questioned him about the absurd behavior, and his explanation was incoherent and less than flimsy. This is a grown adult man. We've been living together for 4 months. How long has he been doing this? He didn't put the dirty clothes back on, only the dirty underwear left laying in the floor. Having an off night and being too tired to shower is a completely different thing than routinely wearing dirty drawers. What do I do about him wearing dirty underwear and thinking it's normal? The key word here is fiance. Here's what you do. You don't make him your husband. Listen, my children, very young, when they were younger, they just was like, bro, draws is draws. And I'm talking about these smell like hot butt. And they would literally go in there, in their draws, take a shower, put the same draws back on. They come in the room like, weren't you wearing red underwear? But you was dirty. Now I'm clean. But your underwear is dirty. But my body's clean. But you got that don't feel weird to you? It don't feel hot? Them draws, you got to put cool draws on. You can't put hot draws back on. They already got pre-butt smell in them. You got pre-butt draws on. Listen, you're absolutely right. Who among us hasn't been a little musty at bed? You be like, hey, man, I got to take a shower, but also I'm already laying down. You ever wonder if your bed is like, I know she ain't finna get in this bed musty. I know that. Oh, here she, oh, wow, she just gonna lay up in this bed musty? It'd be your own people. Your bed probably be thinking about that. But I do that from time to time. I usually take myself a shower. But some days I don't take myself a shower. My wife, bless her heart, she always take herself a shower. It don't matter how tired she is. She always going to be clean. But me, oh Lord, no. I'll be up in there like, nah, man, tomorrow though. I'll be clean tomorrow. He understands me. But as far as your boyfriend goes, if he's taking dirty drawers off and then putting them back on, there's no telling what else he's doing. You know he put stuff in the hamper, walk by it like, I'm finna wear that again. And once something touches the hamper, it's dirty forever. Or at least until it gets laundrified. So, nah, you got to break it off with him. You got to give the ring back. And when he says why, he said, man, your butt stinks. He'll know what you mean. Next question. I sing with a local gospel group one Sunday afternoon. We had an engagement where we needed to use a keyboard player that is not with our group. The way they had the church set up, I ended up standing right in front of him with all the glorious blessedness God and cornbread has bestowed upon me, right in his face. He introduced himself after service, and needless to say, after that evening, he friend requested me on Facebook. We conversed, and I found that he's a very talented, intelligent, funny, and good-looking minister. But he's the same height as me, 5'5", and I outweigh him by 50 pounds. And he's 10 years younger than me. It wouldn't be so bad because he has an old soul, but I do too. And sometimes the difference in maturity between men and women is like dog years. Physically, he's not even remotely close to my type. And I worry that right now I'm meeting the person he wants me to believe he is. But later that immaturity may show up. Should I continue to entertain this or should I leave this baby at the daycare? Signed, Sister Mother Missionary Big Mama. Oh, man. I'm 0-2 on the glasses drop. Listen, don't height and weight shame this man. Okay, enjoy your bigness to his littleness. Post him up. Y'all play loving basketball for your heart, and you take him down to the post and give him buckets. You understand me? Boo, boo. Ooh, got a baby in here. There's a mouse in the house. Post him up. It'll be fun. He'll be like, man, girl, you strong. I like that. Yeah, post that man up. Don't listen, man. Little guys need love too. Y'all be height shaming these little men. My dad is a tiny man. He's a tiny man. He played saxophone too. He'd be like, that's my dad. He's a little dude, man, but he's a great father, and he plays the sax. Let him love you. You should let him love you. Let him be the one to give you all the hope you love and need. Be good love and protection. Yeah, he can't protect you because he's tiny and you got to protect him if somebody comes in. But you could be like Regina King in The Watchmen. She was like, man, I got your back, baby boy. I love you. You understand me? Love that little baby. Okay, 5'5", 100 and nothing. Soaking wet, but full of love. You low-key called him ugly. I caught that. Physically, he's not even remotely close to my type. Y'all got to let ugly people in, man. Everybody's ugly when they're old. Once your skin starts sagging, it's like, oh, you probably used to be looking good, but ain't nobody that fine at 88. You're just like a sack of old skin. But your heart and your love is pristine condition. So let that little ugly baby love you. You understands me? Let him. Next question. Dear Kev, I don't like my mom. I never really have, and I don't have a good reason not to. My parents divorced when I was young, and my mom raised me as a single parent for many years. I don't speak to my father. We don't have much in common at all, and our conversations are always superficial. Our personalities never really mesh well together. She always thought I was weird and always disappointed that I wasn't more like her. I never wanted to, and I never will be. I know that my mother loves me with all her heart, and it hurts her that we're distant, but I don't really care. She complains that I don't visit her enough. Why should I? I'm an adult, have a good job, my own place, and I just don't care to see her, even though she's only 15 minutes away. I only visit her once in a blue moon out of obligation, not because I really want to. I feel bad for the way I feel because it's not socially acceptable and it sounds harsh, but it's the truth. What am I supposed to do? I don't want to be phony. How can I build a relationship with someone I don't really care for? P.S. I love my mom and appreciate everything she's done for me in my life, but I feel like her expectations of a relationship are unrealistic, seeing as we are not and have never been very close. Here's the thing you got to understand. You don't have to like your mom. She did her job. She raised you. Don't talk to her no more. Listen, parents are just people who had unprotected sex. They don't mean they're great people. They're just people who had sex. That's all. Just because somebody is your parent don't mean they are cool or great, that they're loving. They're just horny and unprotected. They might not even wanted you. You think, what do you think about that? Maybe they didn't want you. A lot of parents didn't want kids. They just didn't want to not have a kid either. They're like, oh, I guess. A lot of kids are, oh, I guess. So, yeah, it's probable that of all the people in the world, maybe your mom sucks. Or maybe you suck as a kid. That's what Friendsgiving is for. Some people's families just suck. And that whole blood is thicker than water. Nah, man. Milkshake's thicker than blood, and I prefer that over blood or water. You understand me? Who cares about family? Now, luckily, I have a loving family, mom, dad, wife, children. I like both of my kids. I know a lot of parents who secretly are like, man, I don't like my kids. At least one of them. And some parents don't like their parents. Your mom might not like her mom. So be respectful. Be kind. Hey, mama love you. But nah, don't at me. I'm not going to see you at Thanksgiving or Christmas. Matter of fact, I'm driving past your house to go to my other friend's house. It's totally okay. As long as you're respectful, you don't have to like your parents. Now, I wish my kids wouldn't like me after everything I've done for them. I wish they would not like me. Oh, y'all gonna love me to my face. You better come over here and hug my neck. But if you don't love your mom, it's totally fine. I think you can sleep well knowing that you were kind, okay? As long as you were kind, you can sleep well, and you'll sleep especially great if you're on a purple mattress. Sleep is important. The quality of your sleep affects the quality of your daily life. If you're struggling to get a good night's sleep, you got to try a purple mattress. Listen, I don't feel well today, but I'm still here. I'm still standing. You know when you're sick, you need rest. My nose is running. I'm congested. I got a headache. But luckily, because of my purple mattress, I got a good night's sleep. And that is key to your body recovering. And my purple mattress was right there talking to me saying, hey, Kev, I understand. I know you've been going through a lot. You've been traveling. So the least I can do is support your great night's sleep. And you should have that same feeling. The Purple mattress will probably feel a little different than anything you ever experienced because it uses this brand new material that was developed by an actual rocket scientist. It was not like the memory foam that you're used to. The Purple mattress feels very unique because it's both firm and soft at the same time, so it keeps everything supported while feeling really comfortable. Plus, it's breathable, so it sleeps cool. You can get a 100-night risk-free trial right now, and if you're not fully satisfied, you can return your mattress for a full refund. And it's backed by a 10-year warranty, free shipping and returns, and a free in-home setup, and old mattress removal. You're going to love Purple, and right now, my listeners will get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. That's in addition to the great free gifts they're offering site-wide. Text DEAR to 84888. That's the only way to get this free pillow is to text DEAR to 84888. That's D-E-A-R to 84888. Message and data rates apply. Just a quick reminder, you can send your questions to Dear Kev at kevonstage.com. We're here every Friday. And also, we're on podcasts on everywhere you can find podcasts. We're on YouTube and on Facebook. Yes. Okay? Okay. Dear Kev, I'm a big fan. I've been dating this girl for 4 months. I got this feeling that she might be bisexual. I asked her if she was, and she denied it. It got very defensive and upset. She ended up sharing her Netflix password with me, which also ended up being her email/Instagram/password emoji. Okay, that didn't come through. I ended up going through both of them, which indeed confirmed my suspicions. The girl that she told me was just her good friend is actually a girl she's sexually involved with. Her roommate, who she wouldn't let me meet, is actually her ex-girlfriend of 2 years. We do live in the South, and she comes from a very religious background, so I'm sure that she's doing that has something to do with why she hasn't come out yet. I really like this girl, but I have 3 questions. 1, should I confront her and let her know that I know? 2, keep my mouth shut and see if she eventually opens up to me? 3, is it ever okay to go through someone's phone, email, social media that you're dating? What if I never found this out and we end up getting married, and 20 years from now I think she's just going to go on a girl trip with one of her best friends? That type of thing does happen. What should I do, Kev? Tell me, what should I do? Hello. Here's the thing, sir. You should turn yourself into the police, because hacking someone's email is a felony, or can be a felony. At least in this movie I saw, The Marriage Story. I don't know if you saw that. Did you watch it, Josh? With Scarlett Johansson and Kylo Ren. She hacked into his email and found out he was having sex with another Cuda cat that wasn't hers. You know, I used to snoop. I actually never hacked into my wife's email or anything like that. She just kept her phone open, but I never found out that she's completely boring, and so far she hasn't cheated on me, and we just believe God that that's going to stay the case. But when you snoop, you're liable to find something you were snooping for. So to answer your questions, no, it's not ever okay. It wasn't okay when I was doing it, and it's not okay when you were doing. Privacy is privacy. That's how they say privacy in England. I was watching Top Boy before this. you should keep your mouth shut, shut up, and break up with her. You don't trust her. Can't have no relationship without trust. And just go find another woman who's, what's the opposite of bisexual? Just one sexual, isexual, e-sexual, just sexual, heterosexual, hetero, bi, is it tri, pansexual, is that where they cook? Asexual, there's a lot of sexuals, but her sexual ain't for you. So find another sexual to be with and stop being a criminal and hacking in people's emails. You understand me? Dear Kev, first know that I'm a huge fan of the potty. Thank you for providing clean content to enjoy, learn, and grow from. My story, I'm in love with my boyfriend. He is everything I waited on God for all along with so much more. We're currently in the courting phase of our relationship since we know what we want to be married. We're even taking premarital therapy and beginning setting the characteristics and relationship norms. Shout out to Melissa of our marriage. While in therapy, I'm noticing we perpetually disagree on when to start having kids. I'm of the opinion that we should wait at least a year before even thinking about being parents. But he believes as soon as you're married, you need to start making babies. And his reason, God says to be fruitful and multiply. If you're not ready to be a mother, then you're not ready to be a wife. Lord Jesus, I'm constantly disagreeing with him on this because I think a newly married couple needs to get to know each other more, biblically and otherwise. And I want to have sex without worrying if Junior is awake or not. Also, although I want to be a mother one day, I don't think I have to be ready to be a mom in order to be a wife. But I could be wrong. What do you think? We're in our mid-20s and of different cultures. He's Nigerian and I'm African-American. I think this difference in opinion could be attributed to cultural differences, but I want a separate opinion. Maybe I'm missing something. Thanks in advance. Here's the thing. I agree with you, and I disagree with your husband, not because he's Nigerian, but because he's wrong. I actually wish I was Nigerian. All my Nigerian friends seem to have so much more culture than me. I don't have any traditions or things to do at weddings and all that stuff. But on the other hand, my mom didn't force me to be a lawyer, engineer, or doctor and feel sad when I wanted to be a comedian. So you win some, you lose some. Here's the thing about being a parent. Bruh, you should not do it if you don't want to do it. It is a supreme amount of work. And the thing is, you're always a parent. I was talking to my dad about this, and I said, man, when do you stop worrying about your kids? And he said, never. All you do is change what you worry about. When you're young, you worry they're going to fall out the bed. Are they going to choke? Are they going to have SIDS? Is that the thing when babies sleep on their back? SIDS, SARS? It's one of those two. So then when they go walk, are they going to bump their head? Are they going to fall down the stairs? Now it's like, what are they doing at school? What's in their phone? You just never stop. And then when they're 30, it's like, are they okay? They're traveling. Do they love each other? And blah, 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 blah. I think you're totally fine not wanting kids early. I think you can be ready when you're ready physically, emotionally, financially. No, I think you can be a perfect wife without being a mother. And you can be a good mother without being a good wife. These things are two totally different things. So, no, I think you tell your Nigerian husband, although his culture is impressive and Kevin is a big fan and he wishes he knew his history, but he just started out in El Paso. No, for the children. And here's the thing, man. You don't want to resent the kids. You end up having the kids for him, and then the kid comes out, and the kid kind of sucks. And you're like, see, I didn't really want you. And you know, the kid's like, man, I heard you. You're like, oh, my bad. I thought I was saying that in my head. And now your kid doesn't like you. And now it's like that lady who wrote earlier in the episode and said they don't like their mom. Now you're the mom. All because you went against your first mind. Nay, I say unto thee, nay. Tell your husband to be, bruh, these is my ovaries and my eggs. And I ain't finna scramble them for you right away. I ain't finna bust them open. They're going to be safe and sound. Well, they're going to come out of my body once a month. You can't control that. But they're coming out of my body unhatched. You understand me? And then if he doesn't like it, tell him to marry somebody else. Or go back to Nigeria and find somebody. Don't tell him that. That's going to break y'all up. Oh, man, Kev, you are funny, boy. Ain't you? Hey, Kev. My husband is a big, big fan of yours. Too big. He frequently watches you and Doughboy, the Try Guys, and various other male relationships on YouTube. When I tell him about it, he gets defensive and says, y'all are his friends. I've tried to meet cute setups to making him spend time with my male friends, but nothing works. I love him, but he won't get any real male friends, and I'm tired of him spending all his time with women. How do I get him to get good, genuine male friends? Leave him alone! He is my friend. Okay, I just don't know his name yet. I'm a good friend. He talks to me in the comments. He watched my videos. He spends a lot of time with him. Leave him alone. Let him be hanging out with me and Doe and Eugene and the other Try Guys. I don't even know Eugene's name. Leave him. He ain't doing nothing wrong. We're virtual friends. A lot of people feel like they know me because they watch my videos, and they're right. I am who I am on camera and off. So let him love me and be my friend. He don't need real friends. They're going to hurt him. I'm never going to hurt him. Doughboy's never going to hurt him. Well, Doughboy's fashion choices might hurt him. But other than that, no. But he's fine. Stop trying to control his whole life. He's just doing his little video watching and doing his little commenting stuff. Why he needs to have real life friends? What are real life friends? I met so many friends on the internet, and then they be cool in real life. And some of my friends in real life suck. And then I'm like, I don't want to be your friend. I'm going to be virtual friends with this person I never met because they're cool on Twitter. Y'all know some people you've been talking to online for a long time. You feel like you know them. That's me. All right. Enough. Ya basta. That's enough in Spanish, not the word ya bastard. You know, it's kind of hard to you know, meet new friends. It's a total skill. You know, it's tough when you don't have that skill. But, thankfully, Skillshare is the place for you. And Skillshare is an online learning community for the creator and all of us. They have thousands of classes in photography and creative writing, design, productivity, and more. Their classes are on demand, so you can learn at your own pace. Get inspired, join a class, and create something you'll love. I'm currently learning graphic design. I'm designing my next merch line because I learned how to design on Skillshare. Skillshare is working professionals taking their time to create for you to learn. And you can learn. You're never too young. You're never too old to learn a new skill. Right now, you can join the millions of students already learning on Skillshare and get 2 months free when you sign up at Skillshare.com/dear. That's 2 whole months of unlimited access to thousands of classes for free. Get started today by heading to Skillshare.com/dear to sign up. That's Skillshare.com/dear. Okay, dear Kev, earlier this year, my partner of 12 years, almost 5 years married, said he felt like he might be better off alone. So we're in the process of getting divorced. Long story short, he believes he may be aromantic and didn't want to keep promising me things that he won't deliver on, such as affection and spending quality time together and things like that. Though it was rough in the beginning, we've gotten to a good place as co-parents, and overall, I'm feeling happy with the transition. My question is this. Should I throw a divorce party to celebrate this new chapter in my life? I don't want to come off to my loved ones as a Real Housewives wannabe, but it feels like divorce is a major life transition, just doesn't get any love. We throw parties when people die, but act like we can't talk about it when people get divorced. Fair. What do you think? Should I pop bottles to celebrate my ring popping off my finger? Yes. Do you remember in Brown Sugar when Taye Diggs was like, ah, well, that didn't ting. Ah. My divorce. You see how committed I was to that joke? I wasn't going to let it go until I got the right sound. Remember that part of Brown Sugar when he was celebrating his divorce? Absolutely you should. You should go to Turks and Caicos. And you should take your friends and or go to Jamaica and do how Stella got her groove back. Listen, if being married to that man sucked, then you should celebrate the death of your marriage and have a funeral party and have a second line with New Orleans people. By the way, totally unrelated but related. I'm not from New Orleans, but I want to have a second line funeral because I need my funeral to be lit. Y'all gonna cry for sure. Don't be up in there like holding your tears in, but also be lit. Do karaoke. Oh, Josh, I got it. I want a karaoke funeral. That's what I want. I want y'all with my body in there. Don't even go to a separate room. I want y'all to stand right in front of my casket and do your favorite karaoke songs and then put the mic to me. And then I'm not gonna be able to say nothing, but that's yeah, just shake me up. Or make a pre-recorded me going, hey, hey. But I want it to be lit. And then I want y'all to look back and be like, hey, man, Kev died. And then you're going to sing Weak by SWV. Time after time after time, I tried to fight it. Do that at my funeral. Anyway, back to your problems. Have a divorce party. Real Housewives, that's a reality show. But a lot of the stuff that they set up in there, people was doing that in real life. So absolutely, totally sure you should have a divorce party. You celebrate your marriage. You celebrate your kids' birth. You celebrate your kids when their teeth fall out of their mouth. Why not celebrate your divorce? My divorce. It's still not the sound I want. He had a glass. That's all I have for today. That's all I have for today. Thank you for watching. You guys are great. I'm here with you every Friday while I have your attention. This is coming out Friday the what? Yeah. 20th. Friday the 20th. So Merry Christmas. The next time you see Dear Kev, Christmas will be over. I hope you get all the things you want. I hope that your kids are satisfied with the gifts that you give them. I hope your boss trips and falls because most people don't like their boss. We'll be here every Friday to make you laugh on YouTube, on Facebook. And also, if you want to support the content, you can join our Patreon, kevonstage.com. Click on Patreon. Little's $5 a month. It helps us to make the better the content. Mics, we're upgrading our mic system here shortly because of our Patreon. We're moving into an office. Supposed to get the lease this week. Actually, by the time this airs, I might have signed it because this is in the future. I feel like Dr. Manhattan. I'm saying things in the past that might not be true in the future. And then they'd be trying to steal my powers. If you guys can't tell, I've been a lot of time watching The Watchmen over the last week. It's an amazing show. Regina King deserves an Oscar, and I know you don't get Oscars for television, but yeah, I said what I said. Anyway, that's enough talking for me. Bye.